It's time for an inside look at the most powerful motorsport on the planet. WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
It's the most exciting sport on earth as far as I'm concerned.
Take a walk through the Nitro pits as we go one-on-one with the stars of drag racing.
Hey, you're with Matt Hagen.
This is Ron Capps, Matt Hagen's personal friend. You're on WFO.
Featuring the NHRA's Alan Reinhardt.
Our events are truly an experience. They're not just a spectator event. They are an experience.
So get in, sit down, and hold on. With host Joe Costello as he goes WFO.
Thanks, brother. Always love being on WFO, baby. Nobody brings it to you better than you, brother.
Now crank it up. It's time to go WFO. Here's your host, Joe Costello.
What's up, NHRA fans? Joe Costello here with you. A very special NHRA Nitro for about 10 minutes. Yeah. It's the holidays, and of course, what makes it special? Well, it's the holidays, and it's short. And what I wanted to do was just kind of gather together. It has been a couple of weeks since we put together Ray Miller III, our Supercomp World Champion, Sean Bellemere, Megan Meyer, and the Parade of Champions. And what we have learned over the past couple of years is that during this break, Christmas, New Year's, everybody wants to focus on their own stuff, and some people want to go back into the WFO archive and just check in with the interviews that they missed. And so I want you to know that the archive is loaded, and there's all kinds of great audio there for you to listen to during the holiday season, like when everybody is hanging out doing something and you're bored by whatever it is, you go to the WFO archive. Simple as that. We've also got the Great Factory Stock Podcast brought to you by samtech.edu and, of course, the brand new Hidden Horsepower by Total Seal. New independent podcast created by WFO Radio for you featuring all kinds of great stuff. Factory Stock Showdown, drivers, teams, crew chiefs, crew members, etc. Or high-performance engine builders and stars of the drag racing, motorsports, and automotive world on Hidden Horsepower. The newest guest, Stevie Fast Jackson, Pro Mod World Champ. Now, we are doing this because we know that you guys have a great time out there listening to audio content, and we're going to keep it going. I do want to say a big thank you to all of you listeners out there over the course of the year and the 10 years that has been WFO Radio. You guys have been there for us, supporting us. I've met many of you, forged great friendships with many of you out there at the NHRA national events, and plan to continue to go out there and interact and have a good time with our WFO universe. After all, it is a community. More so than it is a show or a podcast or information or a magazine or interviews. It is a community of people that live life WFO, that go 100%, that understand that our time here is limited. And so we have to cram in as much fun, excitement, and good times as is possible. Go all out. Go 100%. There's a million cliches, and ours is WFO. Wide freaking open, baby. I know you get it. Speaking of which, big thanks to Bo Butner and Nitro Fish, Randy Lynn Ship, for helping us out with our WFO Radio 10th Anniversary T-shirts available at NitroFishRacing.com. Now, I do want to spend a couple of minutes thinking back about this season. Now that it is over, and I'll be very honest with you, this was my busiest year. Travel, over 90 segments. I made my Platinum Pro. I'm super excited about that. Not quite Executive Platinum, but what do you do? I'm not going to take extra segments to just come up one or two segments short. It would be just too terrible a fate to come up a couple of short. So instead, I planned it out to exceed Platinum Pro, and I'm very happy about that. So that is number one. Busy year, creating new podcasts, traveling. The year at the NHRA, first of all, on WFO, Alan Reinhardt, the Mellow Yellow Series drivers, the personalities that came on the show, Kevin McKenna, Jake Sundstrom from NHRA National Dragster, everybody was a big help and a lot of fun. And it continues to evolve. There's more podcast, which means more podcast listeners. Instead of just me being out there saying, hey, listen to a podcast, you got a whole bunch of people saying, hey, listen to podcast, and more people are checking out podcast. Maybe you're one of them right now. Thank you. Yeah, you caught me in between the holidays. Sorry. The archive, baby. That's why you got to download the WFO Radio mobile application or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, because then you can go back and find our stuff. NHRA Nitro. I think it was great. Had a lot of big news. Covered a lot of stories. Very much in depth. I know NHRA is doing their most memorable moments of 2019. And I wanted to dive in on that, and I will. But I want to keep WFO-centric for the moment. NHRA Nitro, we changed the format. We broke up the interviews. And in 2020, we're going to change things even a little bit more to make sure that WFO is giving you something every couple of days to listen to stay connected. WFO Ignition, banner year. The Ignition Show. So many people do not listen to The Ignition Show. So many people listen only to The Ignition Show. It is very interesting in that it's like your sports talk radio show or your general news interest show or your morning show that's getting you to work. That's what we're talking about. And that's my origins in broadcast radio, doing just a stream of consciousness show that is topical and you don't know what's coming at you. No, you do not know what's coming at you. It's not going to be an NHRA interview, and it's not going to be exactly what you're hoping for like the rest of your life. You dial in your Facebook page and you dial in your YouTube channels and you dial in and you know exactly what it's going to be. No, you do not know what it is going to be. You're out of control of the Ignition Show. You go along for the ride. And you don't know where it's going to take you. And it is always fun and entertaining, for the most part. And that's the program. And maybe in our modern world, that is something a little bit different. But the people that love it, love it. And we're going to keep doing that. And thank you to all you WFO Ignition listeners. And those of you that are NHRA Nitro obsessed, that's great. The Ignition listeners like Zamboni Bob, who gave me this fantastic keychain. What's up, Bob? Thank you so much. Yeah, this guy is in the Zamboni sales and service industry. That's the kind of people we have listening to WFO Ignition. There's a whole season of WFO Ignition waiting for you. So get in on that during this winter break between Christmas and New Year's and all of that stuff. Now, what am I doing? I'm going up to Richmond, Virginia, going to Williamsburg. Going to be spending a couple of days in Williamsburg in the cold also. Going to head to D.C., going to spend a couple of days in the District of Columbia, our nation's great capital, and it is going to be a lot of fun. So that's what I'm doing between Christmas and New Year's, then heading back and getting to work on WFO 2020. We will continue the parade of champions. We've got to check in with Erica Enders. We've got other champions to catch up with. Jeremy Mason, Super Gas Champ, all of that. Stevie Fast has got to do an interview for WFO, although the interview on Hidden Horsepower by Total Seal is pretty great. He and Matt Hartford going back and forth, pro stock, pro mod, strategizing. Driver, championship, mentality, strategizing. Really great stuff. All the changes, all the updates, all the news. We'll cover that in 2020. Things on the horizon, discussions that are happening about the season that was. These are all things that we will cover in 2020. I do think that the 2019 season was fantastic. I think that the Auto Club Finals was incredible, and I think that we should all be excited for the Winter Nationals to go again. I think that NHRA.TV continues to grow and improve. Now, while the mentality of the average American continues to descend into madness and a couple of moments of disconnect on their internet-based programming can send them into a rage onto the Facebook. The overall stats do not bear that out. The overall stats and anecdotal evidence that I've spoken to my listeners about says that it improved greatly year over year. The stability, the reliability, the time spent viewing, the quality of the content, the hilarity of the entertainment, all of these things through the roof year over year. Best ever in the history of NHRA.TV. What can you say? And so I would imagine that's going to continue to grow next year. So on the NHRA side of the things, you know, I felt like I had a good year. Good year. So we're going to put that in the rearview mirror. Ignition, great stuff. WFO-related stuff. Good stuff. You can get swag. You've got plenty of shows. You got plenty of content. We're going to continue to get better. I think we did well in our 10th anniversary year. Performance TV on Motor Trend coming back. Sunday mornings. Oh, yes. When is the first show? It will be from SEMA, and you should set your DVRs immediately. The first Sunday in January is January 5th, the 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th. And just like that, we're getting ready for the Winter Nationals in Pomona. The 5th, 8:30 a.m., Motor Trend Network, Kathy Fisher, myself, a Masters Television production. Going to be very, very cool. And you'll see 2 weeks of SEMA and 1 week of PRI, as far as I understand it. So set your DVRs. We had a great time at PRI. PRI was great. So now the NHRA most memorable moments. I voted. Now, what I think is most memorable, I don't want to step on what they're doing, but what I think is most memorable is, I'll tell you at the end of this. But like number 19, as voted for by the audience out there, and I voted, number 19 was the first win for Mike Salinas, which is kind of cool, and you can go on and see the thing. What I think was incredible about that was Mike Salinas giving his guys Harley Davidsons. To me, how it was memorable to me is I got to introduce to these guys and pretend that I was Oprah Winfrey. You get a Harley Davidson. You get a Harley Davidson. You get a Harley Davidson. It was great. I always wanted to be a game show host. Nobody knows that. It's top secret information that I keep quiet. But yeah, man, Monty Hall or any one of them looks like fun. Richard Dawson sneaking a smooch with all the ladies, totally unacceptable in 2019. Nevertheless, Mike Salinas, number 19. Number 18, Ron Capps runs fastest speed of 2019 in Reading. Number 18, that's interesting that that got up there. What the story that nobody really knows, maybe you do, maybe you don't, certainly within the community, was that many questioned the validity of the run. Many very high-level, reliable people, nobody within the scoring, whatever, brain trust. But a lot of people said, nah, that can't be. Tobler doesn't do that. Something's wrong. Tobler's not a speed guy. But the bottom line is this. It happened. And you might even find somebody that doubts that it happened right now. It happened. And here's how I justify it. Ron Capps, Ron Tobler, first of all, Capps held it straight. Capps said the thing was wicked. It had more RPMs on the computer than it had. I went and talked to the guys that were in the mix, and it happened. But some people thought it didn't happen. Just saying. Number 17, Eric Enders sets Pro Mod national record. That was in Norwalk, number 17. That was a pretty big deal. It includes Erica, which I've got something I want to talk to everybody about regarding Erica Enders. I will tell you that after this. Speaking of stream of consciousness, the Joe feels guilty that there hasn't been a WFO Nitro recap show for a couple of weeks because he's decompressing is turning into a more long-term program. You're getting stream of consciousness because I'm going to announce something that I want to do after the turn of the new year, and hopefully you will join me on this. But Erica sets a ProMod national record and then bursts into flames. And it was a very scary and dangerous moment and prompted some rules adjustments in ProModified with the cars that many of the owners are having to go through right now, like fire retardant sprays on the underside of their carbon fiber body panels, different things, which from what I hear, can cost up to $10,000 per car. But in the name of safety. That's NHRA. That's what it's all about. I've got a set of seatbelts in my bracket car that goes 10 seconds. They got 6 runs on them, and I've got to swap them out because they're over 2 years old now. We all have things we got to do in the name of safety. And you know what? I'm going to do it. And that's that. But Erica sets that speed record, showing that elite. They know how to make the power. And they're going to be fine. Speaking of which, that big $50,000 for Pro Mod, $50,000 for Pro Stock Race that's going to be happening at Orlando Speed World in before the Gator Nationals, that's going to be pretty interesting. If you did not hear about that, we're going to talk about that on Performance TV, and they announced it at PRI, 50 grand min. So the world's best pro stockers and the world's best pro mods are going to be out at Orlando Speed World prior to Gainesville. Doing a tune-up, which is going to make Gainesville even more intense. It's going to be great stuff. But back to Erica, number 17, setting the ProMod world record. Anybody got Disney Plus, the new Disney streaming service? Get this. I'm going to reveal to you something that, again, nobody knows. I'm not quite ashamed of it. It's no big deal, but it's definitely a bad stat. Here's a bad stat about me. As much as I think Erica Enders is probably our best pure pro stock driving talent, certainly great for the sport and a fan favorite, one of the strongest personalities that the NHRA has, Erica Enders. And why is that? Well, whatever it is, the folks over there at Mickey Mouse Land, Disney, sought to make a movie about her life. The movie is called Right on Track, and it is about Erica and Courtney Enders. And they, in their drag racing world, competing in junior dragsters, and I have talked to people about Right on Track and talked about Erica Enders and how Disney made a movie and Mickey Mouse, and you don't even need to know anything other than there's a Disney movie about her life and what happened in her life. She went on to become a three-time champion. Erica's got a lot of people that try really hard to tear down her accomplishments, for just like everybody who tries to tear down the accomplishments of someone like a team like the New York Yankees. You know, oh, the Yankees suck. Yeah, okay, well, that's great that you said that. They won 27 World Series. So whatever you want to say about it, it doesn't change the fact that they are the greatest baseball franchise in the history of Earth. So back to Erica Enders. Whatever you want to say about Erica Enders, good, bad, or otherwise, it doesn't change the fact that she has won three pro stock world championships and now has tied Angel and Shirley in terms of NHRA world championships. And maybe we'll go get another one this year. You don't know that. So when I'm introducing to people to the sport and talking about our great personalities, one of the people I always bring up is Erica Enders and her movie that was about her life, Right on Track. And here's the bad stat. Never seen it. I've never seen it. I've never seen the movie. No. When would I see that? When would I see it? Disney Channel? I'm not watching Disney Channel. I'm an adult. I'm not watching that. I don't have kids. I'm not watching it. I didn't watch it. I don't have it. I didn't watch it. Never saw it. Right on Track. There it is. I've said it. I've put it out there. Which brings me to this great concept that I have. How many of you guys have Disney Plus? I'm sure many. And more every second of the day. This Disney Plus streaming service thing is incredible. I have just acquired it. And the first thing I did, now this is the truth, because I carry this around, I know it's not a good stat. It's a bad stat. Never seen it. There's got to be more. There's got to be a lot of people that fell into the same situation as me, which is, I didn't see it on Disney Channel. I don't know if it was in the theaters. I didn't go see it. I'm an adult. And even at the time, I was in my 20s, whenever, whatever, didn't see it. But now, thanks to Disney Plus, it is available instantly. It's a Disney movie. And I think that we should all watch it. There should be a Right on Track watch party in January. We're going to do it on WFO. Stay tuned. Oh, yeah. The first thing I did on Disney Plus, did I look up Lady and the Tramp? Did I look up The Rescuers? Did I look up Steamboat Willie? Did I look up Song of the South? No, I didn't look up any of those things. I looked up Right on Track, and it's there. Just like that, boom, you're watching Right on Track. Suddenly, it has become easy for me to go back and right this old wrong, which we will do on WFO with the big Right on Track watch party. Now, we're not all going to watch it together, just between one week or the next. We're not going crazy with this stuff. It's just an interesting idea. Number 16, Gianna Salinas crash. Ooh, negative. Another big stat. I have not seen any of these yet. You're getting a cold read on the top 16 or the top 20. And they go down to 9 and that's it. The Gianna Salinas crash for me was, she obviously had it a little tougher than I did. But it was very tough because I will give you my unvarnished analysis. In the moment, I thought, oh my gosh, I am seeing a tragedy. I don't think that anybody that tells you any differently is being 100% honest. As I watched that happen, I thought, oh my goodness, here we go. This is the moment that I have, you know, always dread, those of us fans of motorsport. But then she got up. What a tough girl. We did a great interview with Gianna Salinas. It is in the archive if you've never listened to it. You know, maybe we should have a listen party in January. Yeah, Costello, you didn't even see Right on Track. How can you get on us about not watching, not listening to your show? You never saw Right on Track. And that is a, you know, valid point. Touche. Gianna Salinas, and she went on to win a race in the same season. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. She's going to be back. And now her sister, Janae, is going to start running Super Comp. And Mike Salinas, word on the street is, I don't even want to go there. No, Mike has said it. Word on the street is that Mike Salinas says he wants to get his Pro Stock motorcycle license also. He has said that to me. He has said that in interviews. And now I'm hearing from various other sources that this thing may actually happen. Now, there's obviously the rule in the NHRA that you can only run one pro category at once. Is that a good rule? Does that rule need to continue? I don't know. But that would be the holding back. Like maybe one event he would skip Top Fuel to go run Pro Stock Motorcycle, or I don't know. But interesting. Interesting thought experiment. Number 15, Robert Hight gets 50th win. Robert Hight gets 50th win. That was a big deal. Robert Hight gets 50th win of his funny car career at Sonoma en route to his third world championship. John Force Driver started his career as a crew member for John Force, worked his way up to become one of the winningest drivers. Simple as that. Let's click the video. Let's see what kind of video. They all got videos associated. And we got a commercial for Evans Waterless Cooling, which is, I've talked to them. That's interesting. I do like the fact that you don't have to click the volume off, that the volume now starts off and then comes on.
Final round of Nitro Funny Car. And for the 50th time in his career, Robert Hight is going to raise a Wally at the end of an NHRA national event.
There it is. Brian Lone's on the call. Fox Sports 1 broadcast, which I could go into a whole diatribe on that, and I will. I thought Brian did a great job. Look, Brian Lone's has got fans that are his own. His talent and ability, he has worked his way up the hard way. I have roomed with Brian Lone's during our travel. We've shared a room occasionally. And I have seen his work ethic in person. Imagine me trying to get my very important REM sleep in between 4 a.m. and, you know, 7 a.m. or 6 a.m., you know, whenever we have to get up, which typically call it 6 to be out at the track and ready to go. And he is feverishly typing on his keyboard, keeping Bang Shift up to date, writing all those stories. Incredible work ethic, incredible energy, and has done a great job in his first year. Think about that. You know, the reps, going back to the tracks, figuring out how to say things, what to say where, what to say when, how to deal with Tony, how to deal with the timing, how to deal with all of those things. Brian Lone's has done a great job. That should be in the top 50. That's like Brian Lone's doing a great job. It's definitely, top 10 thing that happened in the NHRA over the course of 2019, without a doubt. Say, you know, my top 50 would not be limited to just on-track stuff. But I'm not going through all that. Sorry. It's the holidays, yo. Number 14, Marvelous Miss Meyer, which is a play on that Mrs. Maisel bit. This is very interesting. We did an interview with Megan. It is in the archive where Megan said, if you did not hear that, first of all, Megan was involved in a road car accident on the way to PRI. She and her dad, Randy, were involved in a nasty accident where I believe, 6 or 7 cars were involved. And the guy who started it all off lost his life. And there were photographs of the, you know, all the airbags deployed, it appeared. And we're lucky to have Megan Meyer with us, frankly. You get in a bad road accident like that, you never know. And so that, to me, is the big win of the year right there. But Megan earned a championship and did a great job in her fourth season, first woman to do so, and top alcohol dragster. Good job fighting off Troy Coughlin Jr., finished second. But Megan told us in her interview that there was a lot of drama surrounding her team. And at PRI, it was revealed that the crew guys have gone off to do other things. And so she's looking to revamp the crew, which is challenging. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with the marvelous Ms. Meyer. Number 14. Number 13, new heights for Robert. Ooh, Robert Height getting two big, accolades. The president of John Force Racing held on to first place in Funny Car for nearly the entire 2019 campaign, culminating in his third Funny Car World Championship. Jimmy Prock, Chris Cunningham, those guys, Robert, of course, John Force Racing. Back to what I said about Erica. Back to what I said about the New York Yankees. Back to what I say about, you know, greatness, once you achieve greatness. What can you say about Robert Height? The guy is good. He's a very serious individual. He's an excellent driver. This is his sole focus. And he's got, if not the best crew chief, certainly the top tier of crew chiefs working on his car. Best guys, John Force Racing. Amazing stuff. Robert's interview in the archive there. Number 12, Top Torrance. Steve Torrance joined his buddy, Antron Brown, as a back-to-back Top Fuel champion, putting together another dominant season in his Capco Contractors Dragster. He won, oh, what, you want me to stop because Steve shoved that guy? Oh, now, oh, I don't want to hear about him. That's the thing that surprised me the most on Joe's alternate list. The reaction of the fans, as if they'd never seen a hockey game, and they wanted Steve Torrance executed on the spot for what happened on the top end. That was surprising to me. He won two more rounds than in his 2018 and edged out Doug Coletta by 3 points. Wow, that's an interesting stat. Won two more rounds than in 2018. So his 2019 season was actually better than his 2018 season in terms of overall round wins. I was unaware of that. Thank you, NHRA.com. Who put this together? Was it Jake Sundstrom? Good job, Jake. Dominance. Some people love it. Some people hate it. Steve Torrance and the Capco team are in the midst of historic dominance. They are making their mark. Are they going to be as good as Tony Schumacher and Alan Johnson? Probably not. But it was a different era. Is the competition better than the competition was for Tony Schumacher and Alan Johnson? Yeah, you could say that. But we don't even need to compare. Steve Torrance going for 3 championships in a row and fighting off the likes of Brittany Force and Doug Coletta, his dad, to do it. I've said it on every interview Steve has given. Every win he had, there's an interview associated with it on WFO Radio. If you can't listen to this guy every week and hear that his heart is in the right place, and whenever he has struggle and animosity, and he's real, he's a genuine person. Don't tell me you want genuine personalities, but you hate Steve Torrance. Because those two positions don't really mix. He's a flawed person. He's a person. I think we're all flawed some way like that. But Steve, good news is he always comes on WFO, and I appreciate that. Good, bad, or otherwise, we'll straighten it out. We'll get to the bottom of it. He said things in the past that are just wrong, and he'll apologize. Nope, your apology's not worth anything, Steve. That's it. Meanwhile, and other people, you'll accept their apology. And who am I talking to? That's what I always wonder. I'm setting up a straw man because that person probably doesn't listen to WFO. That person probably can't stand WFO, like Craig, right? Yeah, we know you're out there. Number 11, Austin Prock scores first win. Yeah, I think that's a big moment. I don't know if it beats Steve Torrance winning back-to-back world championships. Austin Prock winning his first win. I think you might be seeing the power of social media with John Force Racing. Rookie Top Fuel racer Austin Prock defeated soon-to-be back-to-back champion Steve Torrance on the same day John Force won his 150th race. Number one. No, that's a real big debate right there, number one. What should number one be? That was the highlight of a great season for driving for Prock, who was a standout driver in the class. Yeah, obviously. A great talent, Austin Prock. Here's the problem with our sport, all right? Like, we have a lot of good things going on, but also there are some negative things. One of the negative things is, like, Austin Prock should be a no-brainer for a sponsor, and they did. They re-upped the sponsorship for next year. That's great. But there should be a large corporate entity that seeks to use him in their marketing as a personality. That's the difference. Now, he's got a great sponsor, and it's great. But They should be clamoring to sponsor an Austin Proc. And the Jordan Vandegrift story, the young rival, the, you know, let's call him the mongoose to Austin's snake, if you will. Same age, same generation, both young, you know, strapping, good-looking guys that are going to be lady killers out there and the whole thing. And, you know, as of now, Jordan's working on a program. We need to figure out that. Number 10. Oh, here we go. And first of all, there's only down to 9 because NHRA is continuing to announce. Number 10, Erica gets 150th win by a woman. I thought that that's not a big deal anymore. This is a debate that I have all the time with the powers that be. Who are those powers? Another straw man. It's just a bunch of people that I talk to. It's not a big deal when women win in the NHRA anymore. We've been doing this since the 1970s, and yes, that is true. But at the same time, whoever voted on this seemed to think it was a pretty big deal. Really, it's just another win by women, by a woman, which I like to call lady racers. Female, by a woman, just whatever. I call them lady racers. That's my thing. But 150, is that a big deal? Is 160 a big deal? Is 175 a big deal? Is 200 a big deal? Is 250 a big deal? Is 500 a big deal? Is 1,000 a big deal? Like, when do we stop? It's a nice debate to have. Erica didn't even know it happened. I think she knew. She didn't know that it was also the 200th win by a Camaro or something like that on the same day. Pretty spectacular. Good job, Erica. I think in celebration of this, we should all watch Right on Track at the same time, at some point after the turn of the new year, since we all now have Disney Plus. Number 9, historic day to start the playoffs. First of all, I take that as a victory. Earlier this year, I called for the countdown to be called the NHRA playoffs, known as the countdown, in my National Dragster column. It was a little bit of a harsh one out, I think. I mean, I sent it in. I don't know if they printed it. I haven't seen it. About the end of the year, brouhaha, which you can probably tell I'm a little passionate about it. Three women took pole position in the professional categories at the Dodge NHRA Nationals for the first time in NHRA Mellow Yellow drag racing history. Oh, another lady stat. Brittany Force, Erica Enders, Angel continue to set high marks for racers regardless of gender in their respective classes. Okay, so back to back, the point I was trying to make, which is this, that we within the sport can say it's not a big deal and nobody cares and we should get over it and get past it. But whoever's voting for this stuff clearly put two gender-related moments in the top 10. So somebody thinks it's important. Is it the ladies out there who think it's important? Is it the men who think it's important? Does it matter? I don't know. That's interesting. And there you go. That's where we are. And they're going to keep releasing them probably up to, they'll be released in reverse order through the end of the year. And there it is. It's very exciting. Very exciting. I'm going to give you my quick analysis of the top couple. Right, I think it needs to be John Force gets his 150th win, or John Force wins the U.S. Nationals for a fifth time. One of those is probably going to be the number one moment. For number one, John Force is our winningest driver in history, and John Force is 70 years old, and et cetera, all of those things. It's probably going to be one or the other. Not exactly sure, which should be the 150 win thing. It's just a nice big round number. Like Richard Petty, if he had won 199, it would not be nearly as cool as Richard Petty wins 200 wins. It's just not. It's not. It's like a 799 with a 9 is super fast, whereas an 800 with a 0 is not that fast. It's not that big a deal. Did you get a 7-second ET slip? No? See you later. This kid, I've got one. I got a couple of them. But I digress. So I think that will ultimately be the number one moment. We shall see as time goes on. You know, the sponsors of WFO Radio, every week I say them first. But I did not say them here at this thing because I want you guys to understand that, first of all, we're between the holidays. But the people who sponsor the show genuinely make the show possible. Now, everybody who has a sponsor says that, but without the people who want to be associated with the show, like Total Seal Piston Rings and Marvin Rodak, Frank Hawley, Samtech, MagicDryUS.com. Without them, suddenly doing the show becomes a much greater challenge because I'm doing something else to earn money. So we say them at the beginning. We make sure you know them. As time goes by, something will happen that you need something. Engine builders will need piston rings. Shop owners will need Magic Dry, so they'll get Magic Dry. The children of listeners will think to themselves, what am I going to do with my career? And maybe they'll choose to become a machinist or a high-performance engine builder or electronic fuel injection tuner. Who knows? And they'll go to samtech.edu. Everybody will probably enjoy some coffee at some point, certainly the hot sauce in the spice room, which Steve Brenwald, our graphic artist, has been enjoying his and loves the habanero endorphin booster hot sauce as much as I do. Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Maybe you'll go to frankhawley.com and you'll get the Dragster Adventure. Frank and Lana Hawley. frankhawley.com. Stepping up for a long time, supporting the show. And we'll be reaching out. We'll be bringing on some new sponsors for 2020. Limited space, of course, because I can only say so many names at the start. But for those of you who listen to the show every week and listen to the sponsors and say what's up to the sponsors, I thank you, because that's the model. iHeartRadio is the biggest podcaster. That's Clear Channel. It's iHeart. They're huge. It's like the mom and pop store going up against the giant corporation. Who are you going to side with? It's a giant corporation, obviously, Joe. No, obviously. But we're trying to make it as the mom and pop store, and we're doing it, and we're growing, and reinforcing our audience out there, and I appreciate it. And I will tell you this. I'm looking forward to the 2020 season. You know, is it a turn of the decade? Is the decade turning? Well, the 2010s are over, and the 2020s are starting, whatever you want to call it. We can go round and round about when, you know, was there a year zero? Was there not a year zero? Like the first month, right? Like when it all, what is it? What year is that? And everybody is debating it back and forth. So I don't know if the decade is turning, but I will say this, the 2020s are beginning. And everyone is advancing forward in the sport of drag racing, motorsports, NASCAR, Formula One, IndyCar. Unprecedented challenges of technology and mobility and interest. The next generations, do they care as much? Do they want to work on things? Do they want to use their hands? Do they want to build? Do they want to do? Do they want to make? These are all challenges. And of course, we're going to fight real hard to make sure they do, because if they do know how to build, do, and make, then, you know, we're all going to be better off. And I really think that all of these motorsports provide the best hands-on learning opportunities that are also fun. You surround yourself with sharp, smart people, you're going to become a sharp, smart person. And if you do it in an entertaining, fun way, well, that's great too. And I think that's what motorsport is, regardless of your flavor that you happen to like on any given day. You know, the video games, you may have noticed, Formula One, eSports, NASCAR, eSports, they've all got eSports drivers. Why build a real car? We'll just program one. Put the kid in the seat, he'll go out there, he'll win, he'll lose, he'll crash spectacularly, but he'll never get hurt. Like, that's going to be a big challenge. People are already watching it. The kid who won the Fortnite World Championship got more money than the guy who won the Masters. Technology. So what does it mean for us? We got to go out there and have as much fun as possible, as rapidly as possible, and go see the world as we know it and enjoy it and spend a little time together and do what we can do as best as we can to benefit each other's lives. So I want to wish everybody Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Big thanks to everybody in-house, like Patrick the Webmaster. Finished second in the WFO Radio Fantasy League to Mr. Fantasy NASCAR. Don't worry, Pat. We're not holding it against you, bud. You did a great job. Pat has been with WFO since the satellite radio days. Pat is a great friend. He and his special lady, his wife, have done such great things for WFO. Thank you, Patrick Drews. Big thanks to Giovanni in Miami. Giovanni, you know, obviously they're my best friends, but puts the show together every week. co-host on The Ignition Show. Does great things. Steve Brenwald, Bug Hunt, the beautiful graphic arts that have been associating with the web pages and all these interviews that some people share. Thank you so much for those of you that share them. And a lot of people just like them. That's great. But, you know, no one's going to hear that fantastic interview somebody just gave unless you share it. The viral nature of the social media. It seems like people only want to share negative stuff. Oh, you can bet if somebody went on a profanity-laced tirade, it would be shared all over the internet. But somebody says some wonderful things about their, you know, their racing experience. Ah, we don't want to share that. Obviously, our great sponsors, Total Seal Piston Rings, Samtech.edu, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com, MagicDryUS.com. That is Scott Palmer, by the way, doing all that. Palmer been a big help to WFO. These are the people that I really appreciate. John DeBartolomeo and Brett over there at Drag Racing Edge Magazine. They run an ad for us. EV3 Drag Racing, Chris Bloom over there. We've got a cross promotion. There's a WFO league on his game. Really appreciate all those folks. Alan Reinhart starts us off each week, WFO. Really appreciate it. It has been a great year. We've had a lot of fun. And finally, the Patreons. A lot of you hear me say Patreon and have no idea what the heck I'm saying. And look, it's another website, patreon.com/WFO radio. You can get there on WFOradio.com. The most supportive of our listeners go on there and join. And they subscribe and they pay to hear WFO. They want to support the show. They love the show so much. They understand what's going on. They want to support the show financially. And in exchange for that, they get a little bonus content. Things behind the scenes. Don't get me wrong. It's not that great. But they support the show anyway. Thank you, Patreons, publicly. And those of you who really love the show, you can go on to WFOradio.com, click the Patreon button, see what it's all about. But really, you're just supporting this show as best as you can. And we've got, it's amazing, the relationships we have built. Because the Patreon's like, wow, why do you guys do this? Because they love drag racing and they love WFO. Obviously, Bo and Randy Lynn and everybody. Matt Hartford, let me start up a pro stocker, man. Come on now. Like, that was an incredible experience. So to you and your family, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year. The 2020s are about to begin. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. This 10-minute message has gone 40 minutes, but hey, I read those NHRA top, 20 to 9. Had to get a little entertainment value in there. On top of my appreciation for the WFO audience. And now it is onward into the 2020s, where we will all hopefully have great success, general prosperity, and good times ahead. Thank you, everyone. WFO. Now go eat something.
WFO!
The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.
I love WFO radio.
Oh, yeah.
You've been listening to WFO radio for a long time now, and you hear these racers all talking about how much they spend, how much they travel, how hard they work, all to accelerate really, really quickly. Well, Frank Hawley and Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School has figured a way for you to do it at a fraction of the price, the work, the effort, the time. It is a fun experience. It's called the Dragster Adventure. Go to frankhawley.com and investigate. They travel the country. They're coming to a track near you. They put on a program. You make 3 runs, a half track and 2 full track passes. No ride along. You drive it. You are the driver. It's called the Dragster Adventure. Go to frankhawley.com to find out more and tell them you heard it on WFO. Hey, engine builders, Total Seal Piston Rings are the leader in ring seal technology, and they go out of their way to help their customers and will make custom sets for any specific piston you might have. Customer service, top notch, made in America, Absolutely. They're located in Phoenix, Arizona, and they've got everything it takes to develop the world's best piston rings. Give them a call at 800-874-2753 or go to totalseal.com.
Start your education at full speed with the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. Accelerate your career as a high-performance engine builder with classroom instruction and practical hands-on experience in the lab, on the dyno, and at the track. In addition to the block, head, and CNC programs, SAM now offers motorsport EFI tuning and an Associate's of Applied Science degree. And SAM is a military-friendly school, approved to train veterans and other eligible persons under the GI Bill. Start your education at full speed. Go to samtech.edu today.
You're working in the shop, you've got spills, you've spilled oil, it's everywhere. What are you going to do? I know what you're going to do, but that's not the best way to do it. The best way to do it is to go to MagicDryUS.com and order the official organic absorbent of the National Hot Rod Association, Magic Dry. It's lighter, it absorbs more, it's better for the environment. It's made out of coconut. It's made in America. MagicDryUS.com. They've got spill kits that include everything you need for a regular, normal household spill, all the way up to a large industrial spill. We always say, if you've got a cat, get CatSpot. If you've got a shop, if you've got a factory, if you've got a spill, call Magic Dry. That's MagicDryUS.com. Hey, everybody. How do you start your day? You started off with a little coffee. And do you want something cheap and vacuum-packed with garbage? Do you want to pay for a retail coffee? It's like $11. Or do you want something that is good, like Rodax Coffee and Grills.com? Join the Rodax Army. WFO users and listeners know all about it. Over 40 grades to choose from. This is roasted fresh per your order, not to mention hot sauce, spice rub. You got to call Marvin, get on the phone line, or go to the website, RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Check it out. That's RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com.
Subscribe to WFO Radio on iTunes. Never miss a show. And don't forget to write a review. WFO.
This is WFO Radio.